Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. By now, most people are probably aware that the odds are against entrepreneurs. Statistics show that more than half of new businesses fail in the first 5 years, which is why our next guest says that if you want to succeed, you need to be prepared to make some critical investments into your enterprise. And she's not talking about land, buildings, or equipment. Hillary Johnson is founder and business coach with Hatch Tribe in Charleston, South Carolina. Today she's in our studio. Hillary, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us how Hatch Tribe got started. Were you in this coaching business already?
No. In fact, I started my very first business about 10 years ago. And one of the things that became really clear through my own journey was that there was a real lack of support, a lack of community, and what I felt like would have made a softer landing for me as a business owner. I'd come out of a corporate background and was doing something completely different, like most business owners do. And there I was, kind of looking around me going, where is my community? Where are the people that are like me doing what I'm doing? And that's something that I really craved and desired. So Hatch Tribe is a community for women entrepreneurs, and we have members that are all across the United States, some that live outside of the U.S. And our real intent is to be able to support business owners as they grow. And we know that that really involves two things. One is community, that ability to find connection and support in other people that are on a similar path. And then the other hand is finding the cultivation part. And to us, that means learning, because we know it's never done. When you start a business, there's a certain set of skills you need. But as you continue to grow and evolve, gosh knows, you need to learn a lot more.
Strictly for women?
That's right. We do have some very brave souls who show up to our events, and we're always happy to have anyone attend. And so it is our intent, obviously, to help women grow, because there are still fewer female entrepreneurs than there are males. And so our intent is to help them grow and support them, but we always will welcome guys to our events.
Okay, and so I mentioned land, buildings, and equipment. Obviously, those are indeed necessary for a new enterprise in most cases. Let's dive right into these other critical factors that you've identified. What's number one?
I think after you get through that first year of understanding whether there is, in fact, a market demand or a need for what you have, it now is really digging deep into your business. As I mentioned, there's the community part. And to me, that is critical. We have to be surrounding ourselves with other business owners. And I think the importance of that is shortening the learning curve. It's finding the right community for you. I think there are some communities that are industry specific, and depending on which industry you find yourself in, by all means, that can be a really good solution. There are others that will be geographic centric, and that can also be a really good solution.
So you would recommend heading out there, diving into a few different groups and seeing which ones fit you best?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the word networking comes up here. It is about building your network, but I think that we treat networking in sort of a different way. It is very much about building those relationships. And if you treat it that way, it will serve you over the long haul in your business.
One of the goals is not just building relationships that will help you build sales, but that will also feed you information and education.
Without a doubt. And I think as you grow as a business owner, different things come up and different things evolve. So let's say you started your business and it was you, a solopreneur, and now you're moving towards needing to hire employees. Well, there's a growth curve. And if you can find people to help you through that part of your journey, that's a win. So sometimes it's leaning in and finding people who can help answer questions that you haven't yet experienced in your business and getting people who've been through it so that they can give you that tried and true, you know, road tested advice.
And besides groups and associations, there are plenty of conferences and summits and things like that that you can attend.
No question. And I think that they are a really important role. Many conferences will have educational components in them. So in addition to getting to connect with people that are like you and on a similar path, you also can come out and learn something that's productive for your business. And I personally try to attend a couple a year just for me, for my own professional and personal growth. And I think they're a really important tool for investing in your business.
What's another critical factor that you've discovered that entrepreneurs need to make sure that they are aware of as they're trying to beat the odds to success?
Well, as silly as it sounds, finances are critical. I think so often businesses run out of cash. And if you don't have a real sense of how your money is functioning inside of your business, you can't make really good investment decisions for the future of your company. And often, it's not that people don't want to look at their numbers, but they don't really know how. If you've never managed a business, you may not know how to read a P&L or to understand your cash flow or understand a balance sheet. Find someone who can teach you that. Get a good accountant and invest money in that, because it's critically important that you know your numbers so you can invest in your business and invest in your growth well.
Hillary, thanks so much for visiting our studio today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hillary Johnson is founder and business coach with Hatch Tribe out of Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.